Conversations with Authors podcast with me, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. This podcast is a great excuse for me to have a chat with a published author about what inspires them to write, how they go about the writing process, and what effect it's had on their life. And I also find out what tips they have for other aspiring authors. My guest on the show today is Pascal Lutz, who is a beauty therapist, a jeweller, a medium and an author. Her latest book, titled Trust Me, Follow Me, Sincerely Your Intuition, came out earlier this year. Hi Pascal, it's really lovely to talk to you today.
Hi Alison, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. So first of all, tell me a little bit about your books.
So the book that you edited, Trust Me, Follow Me, Sincerely, Your Intuition. It's about intuition, how to help people to follow their intuition. So I've used my own experiences with every publication I've written, books and cards, and explain that had I not followed my intuition, I wouldn't have, those publications wouldn't have seen the light of day.
Okay. And you had a book before this, didn't you?
Yes, I had a book I published in 2012 about, my husband and myself are French, and we are living in Cork in Ireland since 1985, so 36 years now, and it was to recount the funny side of things when we moved to Ireland, the difference between France and Ireland, the really funny differences about the food, about the language, as I had not a word of English, and then how I met a healer who changed my life, who changed the course of my life, because he helped me discover that I was a healer as well, like my mom. And I started my spiritual journey in Ireland in 1985. And it really, really has changed the course of my life for the better.
So it sounds like both your books are autobiographical, but they're looking at very different aspects of your life. So the first one's looking at your physical journey to Ireland and how that changed you. And then the second one is more the kind of metaphysical
journey,
I guess.
Absolutely, yes. It is.
So what inspired you to write them?
So Bill Parfrey, the healer from Cork, he passed in 2010, but he healed thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Well, he helped heal people because people heal themselves. And he started to talk to me about angels. And for me, French, not being baptized, not having been in a church ever, it was, angels were like a legend for children, or so I thought. But he encouraged me to talk to my angels and to ask for help. And when I did, very, very strange things started to occur. The angels answered to me, and they really answered in a positive way. And I kind of got what I wanted from my angels. And I started to think, okay, maybe angels do exist, and in fact, yes, they do, even if you don't see them, or even if you don't believe in them, they are here no matter what. So I started to record, to write down, because I love writing, what happened to me when I asked help. And one story became two stories, which became three stories, and I had about 50 stories, and I made them read by a friend of mine, and she said, Pascal, you should write a book. And I said, no, you must be joking. I'm French. English is not my first language, and you must be joking. And she said, look, try. So I've photocopied those stories, and I passed them around to my friends. I said, oh, Pascal, you know, you should really publish them. And I said, yeah, but okay. So I'll try. And you know, so they said, yeah, but you should write a bit about yourself. So I wrote half a page about myself. And said, no, people would love to see where you come from, you know, Paris, how was your childhood? And I said, people wouldn't be interested in that. I said, they would, they definitely would. So I did, I actually did. And I wrote it in 3 months.
Wow.
And yeah, I had it edited by a lady in County Carlow,
mm-hmm.
in Ireland. And then I found a publisher who published my book for me, and it was a huge success, which I was so surprised about it. But the angels were definitely helping me, because I think they wanted to spread the word that, yes, they do exist. They're here. Ask for help and you'll be surprised.
Yeah. Wow. So that first book just came from you writing some stories for your own benefit, just because you wanted to keep a note of these things that were happening. And then friends telling you to publish that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's it.
So, and then the second book led on from that, I guess, as your life developed.
The second book, it started in 2016, the year my dad passed away. And because I wanted to write for my dad wrote history books, and he loved my first book. And I wanted to write a book as well that he would be proud, but unfortunately, he passed away before it was published. Lal Hasman. So I started to write about how I became a medium, how I did not believe all my medium and psychic friends who told me for the past 25 years, Pascal, you are a medium. And I was, no, because I can't see, I can't feel, I can't hear anything. And I didn't trust, and I didn't follow my intuition. And so then they insisted so much that one time a friend of mine did a card reading for me, and she does receive messages from her angel, and they said, Pascal, you have no choice. Genuinely, you are at a crossroad now. You have no choice but believe in yourself, trust in yourself, trust in your intuition. So I did. I started a very, not hard, but a journey full of obstacles that would try my patience and my intuition. And then, in fact, I gave in hook, line, and sinker, and went into it willingly and with grace and with pleasure and with joy. And yes, it brought me so many blessings. I did become a medium, and so I thought, I have to write it down to help other people who were like me, were full of doubts, full of self-doubt. And I thought, I would love to help people like that. So I started only to write about my experience about being a medium. But then I thought, why wouldn't I write about how my happiness cards came about?
Mm-hmm.
Because had I not followed my intuition, they wouldn't have come about. And why wouldn't I write about my green journal with Benji, the book for children? I wrote, and I have no children. I have no experience with children. I don't know how children work. I don't know the psychology of children. And yet, because and thanks to following my intuition, I did write it. And this book is a huge success. Really, it's all about following your gut feeling, your intuition, your instinct.
Yeah. I love that idea. I don't know how children work. that's so funny. I don't know how children work. I love that. So when you were writing the books, how did you go about the actual writing process? Do you have a fixed time? Do you sit down every day for half an hour, or is it kind of as and when? Is there a particular place that you write? You know, how do you go about the actual physical process of writing?
I wrote on my laptop every spare minute I had. I didn't have a special routine. I'm a beautician as well, and I have got my own beauty salon at home. So I was writing between clients every time I could. And then 2020 happened with the coronavirus, and I kind of forgot about my book simply because I didn't think of it anymore. And I think that deep down, I knew the timing wasn't right. And then a few months ago, I did a workshop with a friend of mine, which was how to achieve your goals. And that sprung me up to finish the book. And I finished it in just maybe two, three months. That's also, I wrote it during 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
I wrote bits and pieces, and then I went over it and corrected and removed things and added things. And then a friend of mine told me about you. She saw you and your name and what you did when she did a workshop about coaching or something like that. And just the name of your business attracted me.
Fairies, angels, yeah.
Yeah, it was so adorable. And I thought, definitely I need this lady. And then I checked your website and I really liked what I saw. And then we met on Zoom and that was it. I thought, yes, she's the right lady. Yeah.
It's so funny you saying about starting the book and then stopping, you know, forgetting about it at the start of the pandemic, and maybe the time not being right, because beginning of 2020 or middle of 2019, I planned a book. I did all the planning for it. And then I started writing it at the beginning of 2020. And then I moved, and then there was the lockdown and everything. And I lost my plan. And because I'd lost my plan, that was a good excuse not to write it. I'd written three chapters before I lost the plan, but they were hard work. They just felt like an effort, and the writing didn't flow. And you could tell that it was hard work reading it back. And then this year, a couple of months ago, I found the plan and I thought, right, I've got no excuse now. I've got the plan. I can start writing it. And it's flowed. And I literally sat down and wrote 35,000 words in 4 weeks, wow, kind of thing. And I think the time wasn't right. For whatever reason, it wasn't right last year, but it was right now. And I think that's really important. Exactly.
That's funny. Yes. Yes. And it's not that I forced myself to write, or I thought, okay, now the lockdown is there and I have all the time in the world. And nope, it was just not the right timing.
I think that's a really important thing for writers. If it doesn't feel right, don't push it. Wait until it does feel right. Like go with your instincts, go with your intuition, I guess. So your second book, we published, I helped you with that one, and I did the formatting, and we published that through Amazon's KDP print service. I'm interested though, how did you publish your first book, and how do you publish the My Green Diary with Benji?
Yeah, the first book was self-published. I paid for everything. Mm-hmm. And and the second book I self-published as well. I paid for everything myself. And My Green Diary, I did the exact same.
Okay.
So it was my green journal with Benji was edited by the principal of a primary school, which helped me a lot, because she knows all things about children.
She knows how children work.
Yes, certainly does. My mum was a teacher as well, and my dad as well. So my mum helped me a lot, because she was the principal of a children 3 to 6. So she helped me a lot as well. So and when you sent my book back to me, I fainted. It's just funny. I was, when I saw all the red lines on every line I wrote, that was, oh no, oh my God. Well, there was a lot of punctuation, of course. And what I was proud of is that there was very little spelling mistakes. So I was proud of that. But the grammar and it's just the order of the words were all wrong. When I read your phrase, and when I read my phrase, your phrase flowed beautifully. It was airy, light, lovely. When I read my phrase, it was heavy, it was long, it was, the words were not in the right place. And I could see the difference. Oh, you did a wonderful job, genuinely, fantastic job.
Thank you. I mean, part of that, I guess, is that, like you said, English isn't your first language, and French has a very different structure, doesn't it? I'm learning that. I'm learning Portuguese at the moment, which has a similar sentence structure to French, your adjectives and nouns are the other way around from in English. I mean, in Portuguese, you say something is more faster rather than faster, or you know, it's. So, I mean, I guess part of the problem was writing in a second language, and because English is my mother tongue, you know, I can kind of put it into the right way. But I mean, again, I think that's good. A lot of people don't write books because they're worried about their spelling or their grammar, or that they won't be able to write properly. And I think that's something to forget about. If you've got the idea for the book, just write it. Because there are editors like me who can then knock it into shape and
exactly, yes. Even though I think in English and I dream in English, my French is appalling. My mum is laughing at my French.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So English comes more naturally to me, but obviously, you know, I haven't been in school in Ireland or in England, so the grammar
But I think for writers, don't worry about your grammar, don't worry about sentence structure, just get ideas on paper, and then somebody else can help you tidy it and make it read well. So what did you learn about yourself through publishing all your books?
I learned the importance, more than I thought, about following your intuition. When I read myself again, or when I read myself back, I thought, oh wow, that's really, I realized how important it was to my life, to me, and to other people, to follow their intuition. Your intuition is always, always, always right. You cannot go wrong ever if you follow your intuition. You know more than you think you do.
It's just listening to that voice, isn't it? And believing in yourself and believing that. Taking a leap of faith sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's true. So I was going to say, what's happened as a result of you publishing the book? But I guess for you, the first book led on to the cards, led on to the journal, led on to the second book. So it's all kind of tied in together, is it?
Yes. I wrote, I published as well, mini daily happiness cards. And mini daily happiness cards for the young. And every year I publish the happiness diary, which are very, very successful. They're always sold out. And people ask me still for diaries in January, February. And so this year I printed a lot of them.
So writing that first book has kind of led on to the whole business that runs alongside your beauty therapy business and your mediumship business.
Yes, absolutely.
That's really interesting. I think some people think, you know, I'll write a book and that'll be it, and it's always interesting to see when a book takes you somewhere else.
Well, my medium friends and all my psychic friends told me I have five books in me, and I was there, no, I've said everything I needed to say in my first book, that's it. I would repeat myself otherwise. And then I published that book and my friends were really really Pascal, not all. So I'm not saying no anymore, and I just go with the flow and genuinely follow my intuition. If I have to write another book about I don't know what's the subject, it's like a friend of mine who is a psychic as well, and she's a medium, she said, Pascal, you're going to publish a pack of cards, another pack of cards, a deck of cards. My happiness cards are 60 cards, and people use it for readings and for just finding out what message there is in store for them for the day. They're very positive and encouraging and uplifting. So that friend said, Pascal, you have a second pack of cards in you. And I said, no, geez, I've said everything I needed to say in the happiness cards. And she said, no, it's going to be a pack of cards that has not been done before. And I was, what? I was breaking. And she said, no, don't recommend, just let it come to you. And lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I came up with a pack of cards, 60 cards. They're finished. I've done them in two weeks. Mm. Yeah, actually, I'm not sure of the name of the pack of cards. They are about mindfulness and a sense of humor.
Okay.
So I have a working title, the Giggle Cards, but my marketing consultant, who is my friend Amy, actually, who gave me your name, mm-hmm. she said, no, it's a bit too childish. Mm-hmm. So I think she's right. So I was coming up with a name like the Cheerful Cards, and she said, yeah, it sounds better. So I don't know. I have to toy around with names, but mm-hmm. I want to, you know, that the fun is conveyed in the name of the card. So yeah, they were right. I did follow my intuition because they came up from nowhere.
Mm, mm.
Nowhere being my intuition, obviously.
That's really interesting. And funny that you're struggling with a name. I've been really struggling with a name for the book that I'm writing at the minute. And today I wrote the chapter all about trying to come up with a name. And it's, I think, quite often finding a title for something, whether it's books, cards, journals, whatever it is almost harder than writing the book itself, isn't it? Because you have to capture so much in that title to tell people what they're feeling.
There's a way of doing that, and I think I'll try it. It's, you take a blank sheet of paper, and mm-hmm. in the middle you write book, you know, or in myself cards, and you draw arrows. And at the end of each arrow, you say a word that means something for the book. Like I'm explaining myself very badly, but like for example, for my card, at the end of each arrow, I'm gonna write down fun cards, mindfulness, mm-hmm. You know, giggling, laughing, you know, and then expand that and again and write loads of words, and then there's gonna be a word that is going to jump to your eyes. Mm-hmm. And, oh, that's it. That's the name.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. That sort of brainstorming, mind mapping is a really useful way.
It's a really useful way to come up
with things. And that's what I've been doing with my book. Yeah, I've had all these ideas and eventually some of them have kind of come together. And yeah, it's also a really good way to come up with the title. Yeah.
Did you find a title?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I've got the title, but it's the subtitle. It's the subtitle that I'm kind of playing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I've got something. And if I still like it in a few days, I'll probably go with it. But I've changed it so many times. But yeah, it's been harder than writing the book. Definitely coming up with the right title.
I think I'm going to do a little meditation for the name of the cards and let it come to me. Yeah.
Mm. That's the thing, isn't it? Once you've got all those ideas buzzing around in your head, it's just kind of sit with it and something will come to the fore, won't it? Something will pop up and say, this is the one. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm just a bit hindered by my lack of vocabulary. So thank God for the thesaurus.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good old Roger's thesaurus to come up with lots of other words. Yes. So what other, you've already given me some fantastic tips for writing about following your intuition and writing when you in between, when you've got a moment, just writing when you can, and about brainstorming to come up with ideas for titles. What other tips would you give other aspiring authors?
To be really true to yourself. When you write something, I'm not talking about work fiction, fiction work, because I wouldn't know about that. But if it's about about your life or about something you're passionate about, don't make up things. Just be really sincere and true to yourself, because that'll come true. Definitely, that'll come true.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be your authentic self.
It might not be a case of, you know, warts and all. You don't want, you know, to say everything about yourself. You have to keep your secret garden, your private life, you know, that you don't want to tell the world for yourself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, be as honest as you can and it will come true.
Yeah. No, that's a really good tip, I think. I think a lot of people do try and kind of make themselves look better than they actually are. That's not the right way of putting it, but make themselves something they're not, because they think, oh, other people are going to read about me, so I need to present this image of me that's going to impress them. But actually, we're all impressive just by being here, aren't we? We're all impressive just by existing. And that is good enough.
Yeah, that's the ego.
Yeah. So let the ego go. Let the ego go and just be yourself.
Yes, I always put my ego aside and say, you know, ego, I do love you. You're useful, but not at the moment. Just let me be myself.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I do an EFT session, emotional freedom techniques, you know, the tapping on the meridians of the acupuncture. That's what I say before I start the session. Ego, stay in my lower chakras. You know, stay out of the way.
Right. Yeah. So that it can be your true self that comes through.
Yeah.
That's really good. I like that. I like that a lot. And that's also in terms of addressing your inner critic as well, I guess, isn't it?
It is, because when you sometimes, you know, when you feel elated and joyful, and sometimes your ego is there to put you down. It's too good to be true. No. You're not that good. You're not that great. You're not that beautiful. And it's like, no, sorry. I am beautiful. I am great. I am brilliant. You know, which doesn't mean that I'm better than somebody else, or I'm more beautiful than somebody else. No, it's I'm as good. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm as beautiful as I can be myself. Not comparing yourself to anyone ever. It's pointless. We're all unique.
We're all perfectly good enough exactly as we are. And I mean, when it comes to writing books, I think that's really important. That a lot of people say, well, you know, why should I write a book? Who's going to want to read a book written by me?
That's what I said at first. That's right. And I found out loads of people were interested, you know, which is lovely, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, exactly. We're all nosy, aren't we? As human beings, we're nosy and we're curious and we want to know about other people. We want to know what they think, how they do things, what makes them tick. And only you can write a book about how you do things, because there is only one you. So.
Yes, and a lot of my friends, after having read my first book, a lot of close friends, they said, I didn't know that about you. And I didn't know that about you. Did you do that? Did you say that? Did you go there? Oh my, that's amazing. That I didn't know that about you. So then it just made them understand me a bit better, which is really lovely.
It is a really lovely way to sort of bring yourself out into the world and to help other people in so many ways as well.
Yeah, and I get lots of new clients because they read my book, my first book. So it's really, really lovely, really nice.
That's really good to hear. It's been absolutely lovely talking to you today. Anyway, what's next for you? So you said that your medium, one of your medium friends tells you you've got 5 books in you. So
that's right. At the minute, you hear all about it.
At the minute, you've got the 2 autobiographical books. You've got the journal for children. You've got the happiness diaries that come out every year. You've got the cards, the mini cards, the children's cards. You've got the new cards coming along.
Yes.
I know you make jewellery as well. So what is next for you? What is next in the world of Pascal Lutz?
I will go with the flow and let anything come to me, publication-wise. So maybe another book where you'll be my first port of call. I don't know what about really, and I'm not going to wreck my brain and to say, oh, what can I write about it? Because then it will be forced, it will be wrong. It won't sound or ring true, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll just let it come. I have my fun cards to publish, I think, next year. Mm-hmm. Uh, they'll it'll be, I'm going to take my time with them, you know, to get them right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just follow your intuition and see where it takes you.
Absolutely. Follow my intuition 100%.
Fantastic. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today and find out more about you and your books, Pascal. Where can people find you online if they want to find out more about you?
Yes. So there is my website. It's pascallutz.com. So it's PASCALELUTZ.com. So there is a, you can write an email from my website. And you can discover all my products there, all my jewelry and all my I do car magnets, I do car angels, I do lots of things. And I'd be delighted to chat to you and to connect. It would be really, really lovely to hear from you.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Pascal, for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Alison. Bye-bye.
Pascal for being my guest on the show today. You can find out all about Pascal and see her books, her cards, her journals, her diaries and much, much more on her website, www.pascallutz.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. If hearing Pascal talk about following her intuition has inspired you to follow your intuition and write a book, then I would love to help you. Visit my website, www.theprooffairy.com, where you can download a workbook to help you plan your first book. You'll also find all the episodes of this podcast there, and if you're already a published author, you'll find out how you could be a guest on the show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, tell your friends about it, and if you could leave a review for it, that would be awesome. This has been a Proof Fairy production, and I'll be back next week with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now.